I just saw that depression episode was uploaded on Spotify.
Is today. It finally on Spotify?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, when I saw it, I was like, bro, what? Did it really?
When did it show? Today?
Yep, maybe around like 2 o'clock.
Dang, when did I upload it? That Sunday.
I was about to text you and be like, did you just upload it?
No, I uploaded that Sunday.
Last week, yep.
Jesus. I wonder if it's going to do that every time.
Yeah, the first one went fast.
We'll have to keep an eye on that.
For sure.
All right.
Oh, man.
It's at about 40 seconds.
All right.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Yeah! No.
Yo, what a static start.
Okay, for real, though.
That's funny.
Welcome back to the show, Revolution. I'm your host, X, and with us, my co-host, Flex. What's up, Flex? How you doing?
Man, it's been a crazy week, bro.
How's the start of your weekend going?
I mean, the start of the weekend has definitely been a lot better than the week, but, you know, with that all comes your mindset, so I'm just trying to hold on, man,
I feel that. I want to give a shout-out to Lovely World for letting us use their music. They are performing, I think this is their first performance this year. I don't know if they've performed yet, but they're performing at TLC in Columbia, South Carolina.
Right outside city.
Today, March 6th, 2021. Yeah, hope the show goes well for them. You can check them out at lovelyworldmusic.com. They are on all the socials. Go follow them. Go show them support.
It's a nice name, Lovely World.
So I meant to record this last week, but we've had issues with, for some reason, the first minute or so of the recording doesn't record. It just disappears. But I was trying to ask Flex what he thought about the effect I put on my voice for the first episode, episode 0. What do you think? You think I did a okay replication of...
I think you did almost spot on, bro. It was, like I said,
I messed with it for a little bit. I had to look up how to do, like, the reverb, and yeah, I didn't really know what effect I was even going for, but I just figured it was that, so I looked it up, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's the effect I'm trying to go for. So I messed around for a little bit. I try to get it perfect, but it's really hard without knowing exactly, like, what they're using. But yeah, what I'm referring to is the little effect on the God.
God.
And it's like strung out. That's from a movie that I really like called Hackers. It's from the 90s. I want to say 96, 98. I'm not too certain.
Hackers.
But yeah, I'll link that in the show notes so you can go listen for yourself and let me know what you think. You can always message us at revolution@pm.me for any questions, comments, trolling,
and our concerns.
Yeah,
right.
If you want to send
any interaction is good.
Send us some memes. We love memes. Right. I love memes. Yeah. I don't know. Memes have taken over to the point where.
That's all what social media.
I don't know what entertainment is anymore without, like, what if that never happened?
I mean, it's funny because, I mean, you really can't go 5 posts without seeing a meme, you know? It's just like you can't go 5 posts without seeing an ad.
Well, I have an ad blocker, so I don't understand that part of the world.
Oh, man. Okay. We're bowing down right now.
No, what? You don't use an ad blocker?
Bro, like, how do you, like, I don't use an ad blocker. I mean, on my phone and stuff, and like, how do I get an ad blocker on my phone? I mean, I don't.
What browser do you use?
Chrome.
You could just install an ad blocker as a plugin or an add-on.
On my computer is there, but not on my phone.
Yeah, you can do it on there too.
even if though I do, like, I'm not sure though, because even my cookie still pulls stuff up that I'm always seeing, you know?
Yeah, but cookies are a whole different function. Like, ads are a part of the web page that the ad blocker blocks.
See, that's exactly what it is. I don't have ads. I have, like, I have ads, but they come from my cookies, you know? As soon as
They're targeted, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, but you can disable ads entirely by having an ad blocker.
I might have to look into that.
It's literally, it's so simple. But I mean, like you said, you don't know. You didn't even know you could do that. I'm pretty sure you can do it on. I'm pretty sure you can do it on Chrome and on mobile Chrome. I'm not entirely sure, but I don't see why it would be any different. I don't ever see ads. I thought that was crazy that people don't use an ad blocker.
What am I living in, the 20th century?
It's come up in other places, and then people complain about, like, I've been seeing, like, targeted ads. Like, what do I do? I'm like, you see ads? That's like, I haven't seen an ad since, like, 2001.
Bro, no way.
Yeah, for real.
That's crazy. I definitely need this.
I mean, you can't do anything about, like, you know how, like, YouTubers and people who do podcasts will, like, read ads now?
Oh, no, of course you can't stop the ad within their program. Yeah,
well, there actually are like, add-ons and things like that that'll recognize ads and skip them for you, but personally, I don't really mess with that, but I know it's a thing. I know most, like, red ads, ad spots, are, like, 30 seconds, or they're usually, you know, 30 seconds a minute. A minute 30, whatever it is, I normally just fast forward, like, you know, three taps on the right arrow and it goes forward 30 seconds, like, on of keyboard.
How does it let you skip an ad? Like, I can't skip ads on YouTube. I can't skip ads on, once they're in the video, you can't skip them.
Oh, I know. You physically skip them, like on mobile, if you tap twice on the right hand side of the screen, it'll fast forward a set amount of time. I think the default's 10 seconds. So you just do that, like, double tap three times, and that's 30 seconds forward. And it, like, lines it up perfectly to where you just continue the video.
I don't know how you're doing that, because I have tried that multiple times. I hate ads in the videos. And I see them because there's a yellow mark in the bottom, you know, in the timeline. And so
You mean if they're, like, yellow ads?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you can't skip those.
Yeah, I was like, wait, hold on. Like, I've tried on Hulu. I kind of got away with it sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
And it's weird. It's funny. But, you know, most times it's like, all right.
Actually, you know what?
What's up?
I don't ever see ads on YouTube either. Ad blockers. Yeah, ad blockers block YouTube ads.
Dang, this man ain't supporting the people he subscribed to.
No, I don't care for Google at all. I don't want any. That's why I support the people I listen and watch on other platforms like Library, FreeTube, etc.
This dude uses everything that is uncommon.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big free and open source advocate, so open source software advocate.
Right.
I'll listen on anything but YouTube, but I mean, if it's on YouTube, I don't really have a choice. Sorry, they're not getting my support through ads.
Oh, my goodness. This guy. No support. But I feel it, though. It's because of how everything is now in this day and age, in a sense.
My recommendation for an ad blocker is uBlock Origin. The defaults are pretty good. They'll fit most people's needs. You can use it in an advanced manner, too, to, like, block scripts and you know, cross cookies, cross site cookies and things like that. But it's a little more involved. And most people won't even know what that means. So just install it and turn it on and you'll thank me, trust me.
Oh yeah, man. I'm definitely gonna go look one up after this to see how well it does.
So. Yeah, uBlock Origin. Try that one first. You shouldn't need anything else. Actually, I wouldn't recommend anything else. It almost reformats the whole page, so you don't get these weird I try to use something, and like half the page was ads. I was like, how do people do this? I disabled it because something wasn't working. So I was like trying to load the page as is, but it ended up being a cookies related thing, not the ad blocker.
Dang, yep. That's what I've been trying to get around. So, but now since you just told me about uBlock Origins, I'm going to look into that.
Yeah, and it loads a page faster because it doesn't have to load the ad also.
So if you're tired of being on Facebook or Instagram and you're watching a video and next thing you know, an ad pops up or you're scrolling through your post and it's ads, 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 uBlock Origins. Take the ads off your ass.
Yep, there you go. uBlock Origin, if you're listening out there, please sponsor me.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, funny.
I'm pretty sure it's I want to say it's an independent project, so I don't think they could sponsor us, but we love uBlock Origin. You will too, trust me.
I think I'm already in love.
How do you know what side of history you lie on? Or how do you know what side of history you will lie on? How do you know if you're fighting the good fight or the bad fight? Any thoughts?
And even as you were saying that just now, I bet a lot of people are just like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm on the good side. You know, I'm pretty sure I'm doing well. I'm pretty sure I'm a good person.
Are you Jesus? Right, are you right, Gandhi?
Exactly. Yeah. I was going, right, exactly.
If you're not one of those two people, which I'm sure is literally everyone else.
Yeah.
I would reconsider your position.
Like, really look at the perspective. It's not just as in, like...
That's obviously a joke, but it's literally... You have to exaggerate it sometimes to find out the truth.
For sure. Like, you have to be able to even look at yourself and to the point of, what are you doing everything for, you know? Like, I mean, it's not necessarily about you. And if you... Even as you said, Gandhi and Jesus and... Those guys did everything for other people. They rarely did things for themselves, you know? It wasn't for themselves. Everything they did was for other people.
Yeah.
That's funny. Because when you first asked me that, I was like, come on, what do you mean? Like, where do I lie in history?
And why would anyone ever care? I think that's something people don't consider sometimes is like, why should I care what happens? Like, I'm just going to die anyway, right? Ah, that makes me mad.
That makes me mad.
Yeah, it makes me mad when people don't take the time to consider those kind of like philosophical questions.
Because what they're thinking about in their time is, I mean, in all of us, I mean, we can't help it.
Yeah, I'm that's why I'm asking the question, because I didn't think about this till like yesterday.
Bro, same. We were talking.
I had a revelation.
It was weird. It was weird.
That's what happens on this show.
Yeah, around the same time, we weren't even talking to each other, and literally... We just started texting, and you were telling me you had a revelation. I was literally in the middle of having one myself, just talking to my pops and everything. I was just like, yo, this is crazy, like, stuff that was just coming into my mind and what was said. But it made me realize a whole bunch of things just about people and mostly myself. I was like, damn, I'm a villain.
Yeah.
I said, I'm a villain, and I've been one my whole life. You know, and it's not even that. Of course, I'm not a bad person by no means, but I've definitely, looking back on life, I mean, I've just been doing stuff, not necessarily, of course, I do stuff for other people, but your goals, your dreams, the stuff that you're doing, I mean, you're still thinking about you, you know, it's not necessarily about you. I mean, you're doing it. Of course, we want to make money. Of course, we want to live in a great house, but I mean, how many people have you overlooked? How many people have you shut down? How many things have you not put your attention to because you were thinking about yourself? And that what was really, you know, kind of killing me on like a just a little bit more intricate level.
Mm-hmm. Is that a train?
You hear that?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, yes, it is a train.
You live near a train?
Now, I was just about to say, now people know I live by a train track. Oh, and when they're U.S., so it's not, I mean, of course, there's not many, but there are a ton, but, oh, my goodness, there it is. They're building up my profile quick. But, no, it is a train over there. I'm probably about a mile from it, and it's still that loud, bro.
You're good. So,
but no, hit me with what were you, because we didn't.
I'll let you keep going though. Well, how did you come to the realization? Well, you already kind of explained how you came to that realization, but what happened? Like, how did your conversation with your dad go? Or like, explain a little bit more.
I mean, it is funny because I can relate it more to it like this. So, anime fans, let's start there. There's probably tons of you out there. I'm an anime fan. Right. And we always look at the protagonist or the hero or the good guy as, you know, we look at him as like, what does he have? You know, it's like, we always like that character. What is he doing? Why is he so strong? And in anime, it's so funny because the leading thing that all the animes get their strength from is they're like their friendship or their loyalty to their people. And the villains are always, I want to do this. I want to be able to rule the world. These people are not. It's funny to me because as I look at that, what I started realizing basically was that doing stuff or being selfish, doing stuff for yourself. I mean, even as you're, you know, just out here pursuing your dreams or your goals and you're out there grinding and focusing and you're just doing you. How many people are you negating? How many people are you neglecting? Like, what have you missed? What opportunities did you miss because you were in your grind? And it's hard to say it like that because, I mean, of course we got to be in our grind and of course we got to think about ourselves because if you don't, the world's going to eat you alive, you know, because that's everybody's a villain. Everybody's looking after themselves. That's why when you said the Gandhi or the Jesus thing or just those people that do the stuff for other people. And it sounds almost like, it almost sounds so mundane or a layman's term that of course you've heard this before. Don't do stuff. I mean, don't be selfish. Mm-hmm. Of course you got to do stuff for other people, but don't think about it like that. It's more of so even when you're waking up in the morning and you're going to go work out and you're about to go ham and you decide in the morning that one thought that you decide that you're not getting up or you're tired or you're not going to go do this or that because you don't have your goal or your intentions from yourself. I mean, you're your worst enemy. You could easily bend your mind and you can break it. But one thing that's funny is when people have kids, there is no, you know, when people
you're about
have
to drop a big pill on people.
Yeah. You know, when you're doing it for somebody else, you're going to get your ass up in the morning and make sure that it's done. Even though you're going through the pain, you're doing it for somebody else. But if it was just you, you're not going to get up in the morning.
That's a topic I kind of want to get into for another show, maybe next show.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about the kids. That's the bigger picture right there. It's not the kids. It's about how people – it's doing it for other people. When you're doing it for yourself, you're not going to get up.
Yes.
But if you're doing it for something else, you are so much stronger, man.
In this particular conversation, you're talking about other people, but I actually – think it is about the children. That's a whole nother topic though, but we can
I'm not talking about kids right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, like specifically you're not, but
no, see, and that's all right, so now I gotta try to clear up the message because I see where we even what I just said, don't take what I said as, let me use a different example then. If it's not kids that you're doing it for, and you know, because that was just something that I'm saying, it doesn't have to be kids. It could be a sick grandma. It could be that you want to inspire these other people. It could be because you want to do this. Just when you're not doing it for you, because when you're doing it for you, you cut yourself slack 24/7. You could easily say, I could go back at it and do it again tomorrow, but you can't go back and do it again tomorrow if you're doing it for something else, for another reason. You're going to cut yourself slack, but you're not, a job isn't going to cut you slack if you don't get up in the morning and go to work. So you get up every day and go to work. And of course, if it was you and you owned the business, in the sense of if you weren't already successful, blah, 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 whatever's going on with that. But you easily are like, okay, I'm not going to do this. Even with my YouTube page, I'm mad at that because I should be putting more time and effort into it. But I'm the one that's not putting more time and effort to it. But the fact that I was in the gym maybe Friday, or I think it was Friday or Thursday, and I met a kid maybe about sometime last year flipping in the park down here. And he saw me from the basketball court on the baseball field. And he brought his friends over there. They started asking me, yo, like, what is that? Like, what are you doing? And I was just like,
how old were they?
They were probably in high school.
Yeah.
Probably like sophomores, juniors. I'm not sure. You know how kids look these days. You gotta tell, man. But it was funny because that was last year. Then just this year, you know, I saw that kid in the gym again Thursday. And they were all, he said, yo, you still do parkour? And I was like, of course. And he was like, show these guys your page and everything. And I said, shoot, I'll show them something right now. And I started flipping in the gym, going crazy, doing some stuff. And they were all just like, what? Like, yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, like, just laughing, like, you know, all this stuff. And maybe for the next 15 minutes, these kids were in the gym. And that led into, my calisthenics. They wanted to learn how to do calisthenics because they saw the workouts in the gym I was doing and all that. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, I'm not thinking about that. I was going there, you know, doing it for me. But, you know, of course, all these kids are looking, and it was funny. It just made me think, like, man, like, it's, again, enough. I'm not doing it. I'm doing it definitely for a journal because I want to be able to look back on it and be able to see the life that I live.
Yeah.
But as I'm doing it, I'm realizing that I'm affecting more
people. Somebody out there is watching.
Yep, all the time. Yeah. All the time, man. And it's so wild. And you see, like,
you never know who's going to benefit. That's the crazy part. And it's, since it's on the internet, it could be literally anyone from the world.
Man, I forgot the football player's name, but just recently, the movie Waterboy, you know, with Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Literally,
I got to go watch that one again. That's a good movie.
Oh, it's a great movie. But a guy in the NFL, he just said, I literally started playing football because I watched the movie Waterboy when I was like 8 or something. And yeah. I was just like, yo, that's hilarious. It definitely wasn't meant to inspire nobody, maybe not to inspire no one to play football, but it did.
Yeah.
It did, though. And that's the craziness of it. You know, it's now trying to, my whole revelation, I guess, in a sense, was to wrap that all up was, off my own strength, I only make it so far because until my mind is to the point to where I'm not cutting myself slack, then my weapon can't be myself. My weapon has to be that I'm doing it for something else, and I have to have that something. It can't be for me, you know? And that's really been pushing me lately, man. It's really been driving me, and that applied to so many areas of my life, you know? And it's just been, it's been crazy. I woke up this morning, like, with a different drive.
Yeah. How often do you... I had this thought when you were talking earlier about, like, when you decide to get up and, you know, go do something, how often maybe not you personally, but how often, it's more of a generic, like a generic question, do you ever knowingly not do the right thing when you know you should do the right thing? Like, what's an example?
I can kind of see what you're hitting at.
Sometimes you see, you know, when you should do something, but you don't do it because you know it's going to require effort.
Right.
Maybe like
something that takes you out your comfort
zone. Letting someone know that they dropped something or I don't know, something like that.
Oh, no. I mean, simple stuff like that. Of course, you know, of course we're all, I got that intention of, you know, I'm not going to let someone drop something in the store and just let them walk by it. Or I'm not going to see an old lady struggling to get in the door and not help her, you know, like I do stuff like that. But when it takes me, this is where my.
Maybe not where, something like that, because I think most people would offer their help.
And that's exactly what I was about to get at.
But this say, is
where people don't help.
Maybe something a little, maybe something zone. That's. Provides a little more resistance is like, say something, somebody just says something ignorant and you know, there's no point in trying to change their mind because they seem like the kind of person that wouldn't have their mind changed. So you just ignore it.
That's taking you out of your comfort zone because you're about to have to go through. And that's exactly what it is. Of course, we all do the little tasks, but anytime we have to break our bubble and go interact with somebody else and now they're out of our lane, our routine. That's what people don't do.
That's kind of what I'm referring to with this whole thing is like when it really comes down to it, what side of history are you on? Are you the person that just let things happen and let negativity and ignorance thrive? Or were you the one to shut it down?
Yep.
Because I've been on both sides, and I don't know. I had a revelation too, but before we get to that, why don't we drink some water? Why don't we have a water break?
That good old agua. Yes, sir.
Let's see. Today I am drinking Great Value purified drinking water with flavor enhancing minerals. Shout out to the Walmarts of the world. They never let me down. Imagine. Except when they do.
Yeah, I got a whole gallon over here. Sipping on this jug for maybe about just a day. I try to drink now, definitely, about half a gallon to a gallon a day. I definitely drink half a gallon. It's been, definitely feel better about it. Performance feels better.
I just drank a whole bottle.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, bro, what are you drinking over there? A lake? This dude was chugging.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I feel like I'm getting back on my grind.
Oh, bro. After last night, I definitely am, man. Like 100%.
Well, I'm not going to talk too much about it, but ever since I started the cold showers, I feel like everything's getting back to where I was.
The cold showers have been killing me.
I took one earlier right before this podcast, and I don't want to talk too much about it, but I'll say this little bit. I get this shock of energy before I even go in.
Because
I know I need to prepare myself, and I just get hype myself up to go in. It's like I'm going into war or something.
Yo, that's funny. This dude looks in the mirror and gives himself a whole 300 speech.
I really do.
Breaks the mirror every time.
I turn on music most of the time, so I'm just like dancing or like jumping around more than I usually am.
Woo! Let's get it, baby! Like, yep. You got maxed out.
Yeah. All I'm gonna do is like go into a cold shower and like be squirming around the whole time.
The mailman's about to come knock at your door and he hears you in there. Ooh, I'm gonna leave this box right here.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk too much about that, so let's go on. So I came across this YouTube channel. I don't remember what it's called. I'll have to plug it in next time. Or actually, I'll just plug it in the show notes. They interview, I think it's a guy, I'm not really sure if it's a crew, but it's a project of some sort. And he interviews, I would say, non-traditional people that get interviewed. So, like heroin addicts, prostitutes.
Right.
This one in particular that really changed my, maybe grounded me a little, like reminded me of the things that I actually want to accomplish in life, was a hacker. His name is Gummo, G-U-M-M-O. And he's on Twitter at GummoXXX, which I thought was interesting. Hello. Flex. Right. Because that's basically my name now.
Right, right.
And yeah, he talked about his life, how I believe his parents died at a young age. He lived out of his car. I think he dropped out of high school at like 14 or something like that. Was living out of his car at like 16. Something crazy like that. And then he fell in love with computers and learned how to code, learned how to break things, learned how to hack, learned how to do all that kind of stuff. He made a lot of money along the way, a lot of illegal money, you know.
For sure.
Got arrested, was supposed to go to jail or something like that, but he worked it out with the feds, or maybe not the feds, it was someone. And they use him for, you know, what he did.
Oh, dang, that's crazy. Yeah, I could definitely see that. I could see how that happens. It's like, okay, you done hacked the government firewall.
And then I guess he had they figured out, like, this dude's insanely smart. I'm going to link his Twitter, the YouTube channel, his website. His website is hackers.xxx. He has a podcast. It's called Hackers. Highly recommend it. But at the end, towards the end, he talks about, like, more of, he had a change of heart where he realized that he was a bad hacker. And I guess this little girl that he knew asked him, why are you a bad hacker? Like, why can't you be a good hacker? And this is just like a little kid that was saying this. Maybe, like, I think he posted a picture recently of her because she's about to get married. And he was like, he mentioned in the interview too, how she was about to get married. And after that, this was probably like 15 years ago. After that moment, he pretty much vowed to, like, use his powers for good. So I guess he had to, like, change of heart. And yeah, he's just real, real genuine. Like, one of those people that the world doesn't deserve. Right.
And that's crazy.
That's it takes a certain soul to, like, be that willing to give themselves up, service to people and whatnot, to put everything before them. And they get screwed in the end.
But that's what happened to, literally, it's funny, the two people you named in the beginning.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But look at the change that it makes, you know? It's not about you getting screwed because it's not about your dumb ass, you know? That's the whole thing we got to, like, get to. Like, we're in a world with 7 billion other people, you know? And we're only thinking about ourselves.
Yep.
Like, come on. Like, that's why we're in the position we're in today with all these, the hate titles, labels, and stuff like that. That's funny, bro. That's crazy you had that. Or even was along the same path of realization, just with a different method.
Yeah, and I was listening to this other podcast. It was a sermon, and the guy was, without getting too religious, and that's a whole nother topic that we're going to get into.
Man. Oh,
but religion. But in a more applicable sense, in a general sense, he was pretty much just saying how people can recognize when they've done something wrong, you know, maybe a few years after it's gone by, and eventually for someone that's working on it proactively, they'll get it to the point to where it only takes a few weeks, and eventually it takes a few days to recognize they've done something wrong, and you keep going a few hours, a few minutes, a few seconds, and you get to the point where you know at all times whether you're doing something right or wrong. And when you get it down to a few seconds, it's at that point where you can decide to just do right all the time. Right?
Right. I get what you're saying, right?
Yeah, so I don't know. I just thought that was kind of interesting. I had never thought about it from that perspective.
Yo, that's crazy though, man. Like, literally,
because sometimes you do things and you don't really know what you're doing.
I mean, but that's, again, that's because of how everything that we have problems.
Because you're just not in tune with people, yep. And that's the thing.
And you know what, that revelation also gave me, like, just, I guess, in a sense, the power to be able to see other people better. Like, as I hear people talk now, I can hear what they're doing just from their words. Like, I can tell if they're doing it for themselves or if the goal is bigger than themselves, you know? And that is something that is huge right there, you know?
Yeah.
That's a big part, and that's what was really getting me, because I started thinking about a lot of people, man. One of our friends that's always, who's actually closer than it, than I would say all of us, is Blackwell, man, our sensei. I hit him up last night.
What about Blackwell?
Man, that man, since I known him, bro, like, he literally will take himself, and he has said it literally in these words. He will do something because he knows that he can handle the pain and someone else can't. You know, he will step out of his comfort zone and do something for someone else, even though they're struggling or something like that. And he's struggling himself or he was or whatever. But he will still do it because he knows he can handle it. Another person might not be able to. And it's like, man, like that was crazy because, you know, hearing that a decade ago didn't mean nothing to me. I was just like, I ain't doing that for nobody. You know, I ain't about to stay, you know. But now it's like, what? Like, wow, like that was so stupid of me. Like, I've definitely been in the world for way too long, you know?
Yep. Sometimes you got to step away and really analyze where you're at. That's the whole point of this show.
That's why they say you either die a hero or grow old and become a villain.
Yep.
And that's true. It's true, man.
Are you a villain or are you a hero?
Shit, right now, I'm devoting my life around to changing my ways. I am no longer a villain, you know? I am no longer a villain.
Oh, I meant to say this earlier, so that's kind of the end of my rant, but you brought up the anime thing. Back to that.
What's up?
Attack on Titan, bro?
Oh.
Is all about that, this question right now, like... Well, I wouldn't say it's all about it, but there's definitely heavy influences on it, on the show. So without spoiling too much, the group of the protagonists that start off in the show, that like, it's really hard to explain if you haven't seen it, but basically they are like seen as the heroes in the beginning, and in the end, which is right now, they're kind of seen as the villains. And it's so crazy that something that they believed in the beginning was the same situation that the kids in the show now believe about them because they're older now, right?
Right, right.
So it's just a matter of perspective, like which side are you on? And it's really hard to tell because sometimes you just don't know the full story or like you haven't taken that time to really reflect based on what you know or what you know to be true anyway.
Yep. And it's hard to when the first thing that you're doing is you're in school 24/7 and then after that you got bills and you got all this stuff, all these problems presented to you. You're like, how do you have time to think about this stuff?
Right.
You have to handle what's in front of you, you know? And that's how they keep you lost in a sense, you know? That's how they keep, I guess, the truth from you, if you could say that.
Are we opening people's eyes?
Yo, it's so much. It's crazy, man. I mean, I wish I was more.
You know, I was kind of worried that when we started the show, we wouldn't have much to talk about. But then I got to thinking, we never shut up when we're in person, or like when we're chilling with the boys. Like, we can talk about this all day. So I'm not worried about that. I'm pretty optimistic about this show and. Never running out of things to talk about. But
yeah, we literally if people do want to... many of topics we need to
if
still
people,
hit.
If people want us to talk about a certain thing, they can just email us. revolution@pm.me. And we'll talk about whatever, but otherwise, we'll just talk about whatever we feel like talking about.
Yeah, right? And the good and the bad, you know? We love it, you know? Like, give it to us all. I love the fact any interaction is good, you know? I mean, the show's stats. I mean, the show is good, you know? I mean, we want to hear people's opinions. We want to hear all that. We don't want to just be here talking. Like, this is us. You know, we want to be able to speak to people. That's the whole thing of it, you know?
Yeah, I've been getting more people saying they want to be on the show, and we got to start soon.
Yo, we do, man. I posted it recently and I had a lot of people, man, like hitting me up, just asking me about a ton of people want to start podcasts, by the way.
You know who really showed some love for us? Real heartfelt words.
What's up?
Our boy Deontay.
Yo, word.
Shout out to Deontay. Hey, he has a website. It is
Trap Decor.
Oh, trapdecor.store.
I believe so. Yep. You can check out his Instagram. Let me actually pull it up. So, well, we'll plug it in for that too, man. He has some beautiful stuff, man. Beautiful, beautiful stuff for your houses. And that's one of my childhood friends.
Actually,
and
when
he was explaining it.
Let me pull it up right now because my phone is broken and I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. Oh, I'm looking at it right now. Nice, nice.
It's beautiful, man. It's a very
Deontay. If I could dress as good as Deontay, I would be content in life.
Man, that man, he knows the art.
He has a very unique style, and I love it.
He does, man.
He hypes me up, but I know he's just trying to be supportive. And I probably look like trash.
That dude he's a cool dude, man.
I like what I see.
Yeah, man, it's good. Everything is personal. It's not just like you're buying something for your house. Like, if you buy something off that site, I promise you it's going to be a conversation starter when somebody comes in your house, because that's what it's meant for. Every single piece that he makes is all supposed to be culturally driven, to where you're not just buying a lamp out of Walmart or a furniture store. Or you're not just buying you're buying something that's a story that's going to be able to be told. It's nice. It's nice. And that's what I love about artists. I mean, people are creative as hell, man.
Yeah.
Shoot, I live with an artist. My sister, Brittany, is an artist.
tell us about her. This will be the last thing, but...
Oh, man, she is insane. She actually draws for Marvel. She actually has so many other outlets, too. She does a couple things for DC. She has her own series. She draws for the Ben 10 that's on Cartoon Network. She does some of the... storyboards. She draws the storyboards.
Is she out in LA?
Yep, she's out in LA. Yep. For sure. She's a beast, y'all. Y'all check her out. Her Instagram is Brittany Williams. You would definitely be able to see her. Like, have you seen me? I literally look like the boy version of her. Like,
Is she built too?
Oh no, well, I can't say she built now. She fit, but if she was built, I'd be scared of her.
She didn't do sports, she went the art route.
Yeah, but she definitely,
I mean, you can do both, but you know, typically
right.
You don't.
But she's always been an artist. Like ever since I was born, she always knew what she wanted to do. And literally that was crazy to me because she did it. I mean, with everything she had, I mean, whatever she had, she made it work to the point to where she was just posting stuff online, to the point somebody in LA hit her up and she went out there, and now she's living great. Changing people's lives.
Yeah, that's crazy. And she came from a small town, right?
Yep, small old town, St. Matthews. Man, population one. population probably less than 2,000, I'll tell you that, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty insane.
All right, well, that'll wrap up the show for this week. You can message us Revolution, RVLVTN at PM.me for any comments, questions, concerns, requests, memes. Send them, please.
Yeah, send the memes.
You can visit our website at revolution.xyz for show notes for this episode and previous episodes. You can check out lovelyworldmusic.com for their music.
Yep.
You can check out Flex at Legendary Quest on YouTube.
Oh yeah, check it out, y'all. It's a whole journey, baby.
Yep. All right, let's get out of here.
Hey y'all, make sure y'all have a good week, and remember what we said: use your power and use your weapons. Don't think about yourself. Do something for somebody else, man. If you're not going to do it for yourself, get your ass up, because you got to do it for someone else, you know?
All right, we'll catch you guys next week.
Hey, everybody be easy.
Keep it real.
Yeah!